The boy named Crow continues. Your mother felt a terrible fear and anger inside her, okay? Just as you do now. And that is why she had to abandon you. Even though she loved me. Even though she loved you, she had to abandon you. You need to understand how she felt then and learn to accept it. Understand the overpowering fear and anger she experienced and feel it as your own. That way you won't inherit it and repeat it. The main thing is this. You have to forgive her. That's not going to be easy, I know. But you have to do it. That's the only way you can be saved. There's no other way. I think about what he said. The more I think about it, the more confused I get. My head's spinning, and I feel as if my skin's been ripped away. Is Miss Sayaki really my mother? I ask. Didn't she tell you that theory is still functional? The boy named Crow says. So that's the answer. It's still a functioning hypothesis. That's all I can tell you. A working hypothesis until some good counter-evidence comes along. You got it, Crow says. And I have to pursue that hypothesis as far as it'll take me. That's it, Crow replies pointedly. A theory that still doesn't have any good counter-evidence is one worth pursuing. And right now, pursuing it's the only choice you have. Even if it means sacrificing yourself, you have to pursue it to the bitter end. Sacrifice myself? That certainly has a strange ring to it. I can't quite grasp it. There's no reply. Worried, I turn round. The boy named Crow is still there. He's right behind me, keeping pace. What sort of fear and anger did Miss Sayaki have at that time? I ask him as I turn back around and walk on. And where did it come from? What kind of fear and anger do you think she had? The boy named Crow asks in return. Think about it. You've got to work that one out yourself. That's what your head's for. So I do just that. I have to understand it, accept it, before it's too late. But I still can't make out that delicate writing left on the shore of my consciousness. There's not enough time between one wave and the next. I'm in love with Miss Sayaki, I say. The words slip out naturally. I know that, the boy named Crow says curtly. I've never felt that before, I go on. And it's more important to me than anything else I've ever experienced. Of course it is, Crow says. That goes without saying. That's why you've come all this way. But I still don't get it. I'm stumped. You're telling me my mother loved me very much. I want to believe you, but if that's true, I just don't get it. Why does loving somebody mean you have to hurt them as much? I mean, if that's the way it goes, what's the point of loving someone? Why the hell does it have to be like that? I wait for an answer. I keep my mouth shut for a long time, but there's no response. So I spin round. The boy named Crow is gone. From up above, I hear the flap of wings. You're totally confused.